Won't you be kind and considerate in everything you do? Every little kindness finds its way right back to you.
Well, I am going to try to be extra nice today because it's National Do Something Nice Day. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are going to talk with a guest about the benefits of niceness, and we will welcome your thoughts on how we can incorporate more niceness in our everyday lives. Now it's time for us to talk about the benefits of niceness and welcome your thoughts on how we might incorporate more niceness into our everyday lives. So when's the last time you did something nice for someone? What was it? When's the last time someone did something extra nice for you? How did that make you feel? 1-800-642-1234 is the number to call if you'd like to join us on air. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guests. Very happy to have with us Jennifer Willis Rivera, a professor of communication studies at UW River Falls and development manager for Random Acts, a nonprofit organization that aims to conquer the world one random act of kindness at a time. She gave a TEDx talk at UW River Falls that was called The Hidden Power of Kindness. And we thought she would be the perfect guest to talk to today, which is National Do Something Nice Day. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So, first of all, talk a little bit about how you got involved with Random Acts.
Well, it was a few years ago, and I was actually going through some really tough times in my life and was looking for some kind of a positive outlet. And my daughter found this webpage for randomacts.org, and I started looking through it and was really excited by some of the things that people were doing, mainly because they were things that felt accessible to me that I could do on a daily basis. And so I started to do acts of kindness very consciously, and I pledged to the organization a quarter for every act of kindness that I did over the course of 4 months. And ended up raising well over $100 from myself for doing these acts of kindness. But what I found most surprising was how much it actually helped me as well.
How did it help you?
Well, it certainly boosted my spirits. It gave me a completely different outlook on life. And it got me into a space where I was seeing various things that I could do to help the world. In a world where a lot of times we are surrounded by negativity, I felt sometimes really helpless, that I didn't know what to do. And now I am very action-oriented. And so when I see problems that people are having, I have actions that I already know that I can take. And that makes me feel much less powerless and happier.
Yeah. So give us some examples of the kind acts that you were doing.
Absolutely. So some of the really simple kind acts that I've done are putting up post-it notes with positive messages just in random places. I've put them up at my daughter's dance studio. I've put them up on campus. I've put them up in grocery stores, just with really positive sayings. And it's something that helps people kind of get a different perspective if they're not doing really well. I went to an event with my daughters once, and it was a huge crowd. There were probably 1,000 people there. And I stood and held the door open for everyone to go through, and it took about half an hour for everyone to go through the door. So those are little things that really don't cost money. I've also done things like paying for people behind me in a drive-thru or going through coffee. I write thank you notes much more frequently now. I'm sure my parents are very happy about that. They used to have to kind of twist my arm on that one. But I try to write a thank you note or send little things like stickers to people that I know might need it. I had a friend, her daughter went through basic training, and I made it my job to every 3 or 4 days send her just a little note with some stickers or something really tiny, and it just kind of brightened her day.
Jerry on Facebook says, I like giving flowers. I always pick some flowers from my gardens before I leave on errands. My barista and my barber always get flowers. That's great. And it's fun surprising the teller at the bank's drive-up or the drive-through clerk. And then he goes on to say, and how about being nice all of the time? Do we really need to set aside a day for this? That's funny. But how about the flowers? I think that's, I mean, it's from his own garden.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that makes people a little bit worried about this is because they think they immediately go to think of paying for somebody's meal and something that costs money. But there are so many things that you can do that don't cost a dime. And giving flowers from your own garden is a great way to do that.
Yeah. What do you think about, we do have today being do something nice day. There are days set aside for random acts of kindness. Do you think it's a good idea to have these types of days to remind us, or do you think we should really, you know, be kind every day?
I'd say both and.
Yeah.
It is really important because we need to be reminded sometimes to have an excuse that, okay, well, today is National Do Something Nice Day. I guess I'll go out and do something nice. And a lot of times we forget how good it feels when we do something nice. I mean, it's great for the other person, but it really makes us feel, according to research, even better than the person who actually receives the kindness. And sometimes when we aren't reminded of that by something like Do Something Nice Day or National Get Kind Day, those type of things we forget. And this helps us get into the habit of it so that we can do it every day.
Well, let's talk about the lessons you learned about kindness in your journey. One of the lessons is you don't have to be good to be kind. What does that mean?
Well, I think I was really intimidated at first because these all seemed like really wonderful people who were working with Random Acts, and I wasn't sure I was that wonderful. I mean, especially at that point in time, I was feeling really down about a lot of things and didn't have a very positive outlook. And I thought, well, if I don't have a positive outlook, then I can't really do these things. And I came to find out that it was kind of exactly the opposite. On days when I was feeling especially crabby or cranky, because I still do, I've been working with Random Acts for 2 years now, and I still get up and feel crabby and cranky on some days. And on those days, I make it a really concerted effort to do at least one or two acts of kindness because I know that's going to make me feel better. And if I feel better, then I'm going to react in a more positive manner with the people around me, with my family, with my students, with my colleagues. And so even if I'm crabby and cranky, being kind is actually, in a way, more important than if you're in a good mood.
We're going to talk more about the benefits of kindness on this National Do Something Nice Day in just a few moments. And we're welcoming your questions and we're welcoming your own experiences. What will you do that's nice today? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking with Jennifer Willis Rivera, who is a professor of communication studies at UW River Falls. She's also involved with the group, a nonprofit organization that aims to conquer the world one random act of kindness at a time, Random Acts. And she gave a talk at TEDx at UW River Falls in 2015 called The Hidden Power of Kindness. This is the Ideas Network. Let's continue talking about how we can be nice or nicer today. This is National Do Something Nice Day, and we're talking with a guest who says that being kind doesn't just help others, it also helps you. And we are welcoming your examples of kind things, nice things that you have done or that others have done for you at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Jennifer Willis Rivera is our guest. She is a professor of communication studies at UW River Falls, and she's also development manager for Random Acts, which is a nonprofit organization that aims to conquer the world one random act of kindness at a time. Let's take some calls as we have people waiting. Susan in Pewaukee is with us. Hi, Susan.
Hi. I just wanted to share an incident of sort of a random act of kindness that has totally reshaped my life and perspective. And this happened, I don't know, 20, 25 years ago. There was a younger person in the office where I was working, and this person had seemed kind of uncharacteristically down, seemed worried about the work that he was doing. And I had been involved in hiring this person, but I wasn't his manager. But I went over and talked to him one day and just kind of said, "Hey, I don't know what you're so down about these days, you know, or is everything going okay?" And then I explained to him that, you know, his qualifications and the intensive process that he'd been involved in before he was hired. And I said, "Well, if you can't, I don't know the exact situation, but if you can't do it, nobody can do it. And so cheer up. Now, come on." And, you know, it was just a very brief conversation. And a couple of years later, I ran into him, and he said he'd always felt like he should thank me for that day, which I barely remembered. And he said that it explained all the circumstances around it and that he had been planning his suicide.
Oh, wow.
And that he is quite certain that he would have committed suicide had I not spent that 2 minutes and talking to him. And ever since then, I guess I have tried to make it my goal in life to look for times when you can build people up and encourage people. You know, when I'm in a store and I get especially good service, or not even all that especially good, but good service, a lot of times I'll stop and talk to the manager. I mean, I'll complain if it's a legitimate complaint, but I just look for ways to build people up.
And maybe save someone's life. Wow, that is really powerful, Susan. How about that, Jennifer? You're just saying a few kind words to someone, and she apparently saved this man's life.
Absolutely. We oftentimes don't have any idea what other people are going through, and we're taught to not show sad emotions, that we're supposed to just always be happy. And sometimes when those little cracks show through, when other people notice, that can make a huge difference because it shows that someone else cares. And whether that be someone who's very close to you or a stranger, it's really important to have that connection. And just a few kind words can make very, very large differences.
Yeah. And what about Susan's philosophy to I guess look at the positive sides of things, or look for the good things that are going on rather than the things to complain about?
Absolutely. Again, we are so surrounded oftentimes by a lot of the negative that if we don't make that very conscious decision, it's very easy to just see the negative. So making the conscious decision to look at things positively, which is different from having what a lot of people would say a Pollyanna approach to things and not seeing the negative. It is important to see the negative, but it's just as important to see the positive. so that it's more of a balance, not ignoring one or the other.
Thank you so much, Susan, for sharing your story. It's a powerful one. You also consider and say kindness is like a vaccine. Talk a little bit about why you say kindness is like a vaccine.
Because, believe it or not, when you are kind to others, there is research that shows that when you're kind, your happiness level goes up. And when your happiness level goes up, you actually boost your immune system. So there was an experiment, there have been experiments done in 2003, 2006, 2011, where they had people record their happiness and how happy they felt, and they exposed these people to the common cold. Apparently they were compensated, but they exposed people to the common cold, and those who rated their happiness as being higher actually were much less susceptible to the common cold. So it really does act as a vaccine. You're much, much less likely to get sick. So yeah. I know I like that, and it's better than a pill.
Right. It makes us healthier, too. John in Boaz is with us now. Hi, John.
Hi. Carl Menninger wrote a book about that happiness and how it affects us, oh, I'd say 70, 80 years ago. Well, I say that I want to be kind to kids today because I know a little boy I don't get to see every day. And when he comes over, I give him a penny a page for every book he reads. And so if it's got 100 pages, I give him a dollar. That's 100 pennies.
Mm-hmm.
And he reads books like How to Become a Millionaire in 3 Days, you know.
And he probably will.
So we made a list, and we keep it in a notebook. I had a learning disability in school, so I wasn't able to read very well. But there's a moral in the story. Right now, he's all grown up. He earned a master's degree at UWM, and now he's traveling in Europe for an investment firm.
So he is going to be, or is already, a millionaire. And your encouragement and your penny a day probably played a big part in that, John. Thanks for sharing that. So that that kindness certainly can help in very big ways, Jennifer, someone else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the important thing is the consciousness of it, the intention. So a great example that I like to use, the difference between being just polite and then actually intentionally being kind, is if you're going through a door and you kind of prop the door open so the person behind you can go through, that's being polite. But if you step aside and hold the door open and let the other person go through, that's intentionally being kind. Lots of times we'll hold the door open for someone coming behind us and not really even consciously think about it. We just know to do that. But standing aside and holding it open is something that's a really intentional act that communicates the kindness rather than simply the politeness.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about your lesson that kindness is selfish, but in a good way.
Yes.
Because
it makes you feel better than it makes the person doing that you do the kindness for feel. And it's really interesting. You wouldn't think that, but as you're doing these kindnesses, you're the one who feels better even than the person that you're doing the kindness for. Not that they feel bad. I mean, it's great. Everybody gets bonuses, but you get the biggest bonus. And that was a surprising thing for me to find. And it's especially that case, and this is very counterintuitive for us who grew up, those of us who grew up in the Midwest. It's especially case when you share about this act of kindness. So one of the things that I often get people talking about is like, well, I like to do these things anonymously. I don't really want to share what I do. And I understand that because that's something that we've been taught since we were little, that it's bragging, that it's that you're making much of yourself. But actually, if you share your kindness,
It makes your happiness level go up, but it also inspires other people to do kindness. So that's what actually spreads the kindness, is somebody sees what you've done, and then they say, wow, I could do something like that, and then they do it. So when we share this kindness, we feel better, which is very selfish, but also it perpetuates this kind of kindness. And if we keep doing that, then, yeah, maybe we won't need a National Kindness Day, and we can do it every day.
We'll share some more nice ideas in just a moment, but we are in our fall membership drive, and your support is the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs. We will get back to our discussion on National Do Something Nice Day and the benefits of niceness, of kindness. But first, Dean Kallenbach is with me to encourage you to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 right now and make your gift in support of the programs you count on.
Hi, Joey. Great show so far. 11 pledges needed in the next 20 minutes. Give to WPR to support the station you love, your public radio.
Thank you. If you've already given, if you haven't, help pay for the programs you enjoy by making your contribution of any amount right now at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
Now, my real job with Wisconsin Public Radio is I happen to be the regional manager for our Western Wisconsin Bureau based in Eau Claire. And so one of the two stations, the two Ideas Network stations on which you hear the Joy Cardine Show in my region are 88.3 WHWC Menominee Eau Claire and 88.7 WRFW on the campus of UW River Falls, mm-hmm. where our guest Jennifer Willis Rivera has come. And, you know, the thing about it is you've been enjoying this conversation about kindness, and this Joy Cardine team does such a great job of booking great topics, great guests, and then we get these great callers.
Wonderful.
You know, kindness, yeah. It's kind of like, yeah, that's a nice topic to start the day. And then you hear a story from Susan in Pewaukee whose kindness prevented a suicide. And you understand that the fact that we're able to take topics that are even kind of fun topics to an hour, those callers, those great callers, those great listeners we have, you know, tell those stories that fill in blanks that really make this hour something special about all these conversations that we have.
That was a powerful moment. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you. Then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, maybe you're an old-timer like me who used to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio in school as a kid. Or maybe you're a whippersnapper who listened in the car with your parents. Anyway, you've found us. Maybe you just found us on your own. And either way, any way that you found Wisconsin Public Radio, you want to see WPR continue. It's an important part of Wisconsin.
If you've never given before, now is the time to do your part. It's never too late to make that first contribution of maybe $5 a month. It's easy. It doesn't take long. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We are talking about doing something nice. As it is National Doing Something Nice Day, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio talking about the benefits of kindness and welcoming your examples, welcoming your questions. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Jennifer Willis Rivera. She's a professor of communication studies at UW River Falls. She's also development manager for Random Acts, which is a nonprofit organization that promotes random acts of kindness. She also gave a TEDx talk at UW River Falls called The Hidden Power of Kindness. And some of that, one of the hidden powers of kindness is that it not only helps others, it helps you, it helps us. Let's take this comment from Marks on Facebook, who says, the nicest thing someone did for me recently was when I was a dollar short for my meal at McDonald's. I had worked a long night shift. I was tired. I was hungry. The cashier whipped out her debit card and covered it and told me not to worry about paying her back, just to do something nice for someone else someday. Well, there we go with that pay it forward idea and how kindness can spread, Jennifer.
Yes, absolutely. There are a lot of examples of, again, if you share kindness, then other people will follow suit and will do kind things.
Yeah, well, then it is. It's sort of so then we should all be really nice, shouldn't we? I mean, how come we're not nice all the time?
Mm-hmm. I think there are a couple of things. I think, again, when we see negativity, negativity has just as powerful effect as kindness does, and sometimes it can be hard to pull out of that, and I've experienced that myself. But I think the other thing is we get so busy and distracted that it's not that we're not being nice or being kind. We just don't notice. And sometimes if we just stop and slow down, we can notice and find ways to be kind to other people.
Yeah. And for instance, I sometimes consciously try to put a smile on my face because I don't succeed all the time. By any means, I don't succeed all the time, but
right.
I've noticed that when I am smiling, it's amazing how when you're walking down the street or just down the hallways at work, that people will smile back. And I think it just brightens someone's day to see a smile more so than, a grumpola.
Absolutely. And it often then makes that person smile, which raises endorphins and makes you feel good. That's why we want to, at Random Act, spread kindness and get everyone involved in this great thing for ourselves and for other people.
Yeah, what kinds of projects are you doing at Random Acts? How are you intending to conquer the world with Random Acts?
Oh, we have all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. A couple of things that we're doing. We are in the midst of a project in San Juan del Sur, Nicaragua, where we are building a campus for the Free High School in San Juan del Sur. And this is a school for people who are over the age of 18, so they can't go to the school for free, right? They can't go to public school for free. Or they're people who had to not go to school to help their families, that kind of thing. It's in a very rural area, and we started out just by buying a school bus for them because there are 33 villages that are kind of connected with this school, and a lot of times people could not get to school because the conditions were treacherous to get there or too long, right? It would take people 2 hours to walk to the school. So we bought them a bus, and our supporters were really excited by that, so we decided to build them an entire campus. And we're just about finished with the first building on the campus, and hoping to get some students moved in sometime next spring. And then we've got a second building on that campus.
Wow.
So that's an exciting thing.
Wow,
I'm
a little intimidated, though, because I smile at people and you build schools in Nicaragua.
But I know. And again, that's how I felt at first, too, because it felt really intimidating, all these things that Random Acts was doing. But it was amazing that when you stop and realize the only way that we're able to do that is because of our supporters, just like with public radio, when they donate, sometimes they can only donate a dollar or two at a time, but those dollars or two added up and
yeah.
built a whole campus. So when I did my little acts of kindness and donated a quarter for every act of kindness I did, that helped build that school. And that was kind of a powerful moment for me when I realized that I did help build that school even before I was a part of the organization.
That's great. So let's spend our remaining moments talking about how we might be able to incorporate or practice kindness in our everyday lives every day. Well, do you have some suggestions for us?
I do. Use your phone. Put a reminder on your phone that only you can see to remind yourself to do an act of kindness. And that might seem really silly, but as I said, many times we get very busy and don't always think about doing an act of kindness. And so if you put a reminder on your phone, then you'll get a text from yourself around noon and say, hey, do an act of kindness, which will be that moment to say, oh, yeah, let's do something. And it can be something wherever you're standing, opening a door, paying for parking, smiling at people. All of those are really valuable acts of kindness. Saying a word to somebody you see who's seeming to be really down, rather than the more comfortable thing to do, which is to kind of go, well, I'm sure they'll be okay, and then walk away. Take that moment and have a conversation with them. So those are the important things you can do.
Yeah. And
if you want it,
go ahead.
If you want to do something that costs a little bit of money and you don't have the money to do it, Random Acts actually has these little mini grants that we do. They're called Act Proposals. And if you write a mini grant, if it's approved, we will give you money to do an act of kindness for somebody. And that's a really fun way to be able to do something a little bit bigger if you can't afford it.
Yeah. And then just some closing thoughts on why we might want to have incorporate niceness into our everyday lives.
Absolutely. It makes you feel better, both physically and mentally. And it makes everybody else feel better when you do those random acts of kindness. And as people see or hear about you doing these acts of kindness, then it makes them do acts of kindness. And as one of the first Facebook commenters said, maybe then we really don't need a day to have Random Acts of Kindness Day or to the National Be Nice Day, that we will come to a space where it's a natural thing.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciated that.
Jennifer Willis Rivera, professor of communication studies at UW-River Falls. She is involved with the kindness nonprofit Random Acts. She gave a TEDx talk at UW-River Falls called The Hidden Power of Kindness. And Dean Collenbeck is very kind for coming back to tell us how we're doing during this hour of our fall membership drive. How's it going, Dean?
Well, going okay. We're over halfway to our goal, but we only have about 5 minutes left to get there. We're looking for 7 pledges in the next 5 minutes. Your gift now, very important. Support these programs you rely on every day.
Thank you if you have already given. If you haven't, now is the time at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, here on the Joy Cardine Show, you hear policymakers and politicians answer questions on a wide variety of state, national, and international topics. And then every Friday, we take a look back at the news of the week during the Week in Review.
And you know what? We also have, on Tuesdays, I was just thinking about this, we have On Your Money with Kevin McKinley. And when we got off the air yesterday, we didn't know if we met our goal. And you know what? We did. I had no doubt. I had no doubt. More than 500-plus pledges during On Your Money yesterday. So thank you for your support during On Your Money. But we also have, we have on Mondays the State Capitol Report with Sean Johnson. We cover legislative issues, state elections, budget issues, and much more.
And, of course, on Wednesdays, we have the big question.
That's right, coming up.
Coming right up. So cover a lot of ground every week. And the point is you're a part of that. As a listener, a caller, a contributor, support this valuable source of information and access to great guests with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The strength of WPR's budget is that it comes from several different sources. The single largest piece of the budget is listener support, member support. Mm-hmm. That includes nearly 700 members of our 9XM leadership circle.
So 9XM members are people who support WPR with gifts of $1,200 or more a year. So that's $100 a month. Join the 9XM leadership circle now, and you can do so by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I just like to hear issues really fleshed out and not just soundbited. It's a good mix of local and national issues that are debated intelligently. I think Wisconsin Public Radio is important because we, the public, need to have a source that we can go to that is unbiased, that will have guests on who will present both sides of an issue. We can call in as members of the public and ask questions and get responses that are thoughtful, and I think that's really important. It's important to be informed. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And you can make your donation in support of the programs you count on and sign up to be a sustainer if you'd like at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Dean Kallenbach, and we are here to raise the money that keeps this station and this program on the air. Give whatever amount is right for you, but what's important is that you give.
Joy, we have six more pledges to go, less than 2 minutes to get them. So help us out now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you to Sarah from Wausau, who says, just started to listen each morning. I'm really enjoying it. So someone who just started to listen made a pledge. Thank you very much, Sarah. Mark from Sparta says, I've listened to NPR and WPR for more than 30 years, and now my son has caught on, just like your daughter, Dean.
Yeah.
Our kitchen clock radios both start our mornings with Joy Cardine. Thank you so much for your support. You can support Wisconsin Public Radio with a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.